Hi, this is Innocent Mwangi. Today I want to talk about a scripture that I read yesterday. In fact, I preached from it. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 4 to 14. And in this portion of scripture, there is a guy called Shimei who comes out of his house when he hears that David is around. And David was on his journey to a place called Bahurim. And when this guy Shimei came out, he came out cursing and calling David all manner of names, calling him a usurper, telling him that he stole the kingdom from the family of Saul. And the, one of the men that was with David, his name is Abishai, asked David to give him permission to cut off the head of this Shimei guy, calling him a dog. And one of the things that I notice from this portion of scripture is that David was surrounded by mighty men, and David was on a journey to a place called Bahurim. So we can say that Bahurim was David's destination. And as long as David was focused on where he was going, there was nothing that he needed to worry about. But one of the things that sticks out for me is the fact that David was not walking alone. The Bible says he was walking on the road on his way to Bahurim. And then out comes this guy, Shimei, who was from the lineage of Saul. And he started pelting David with stones, insulting him and calling him a scoundrel. And one of the men, Abishai, who was with David, asked David, give me an opportunity, give me a chance that I cut off the head of this dog. And David told him something that I find very interesting, because he told him, leave him alone. And this is where I want to plug in. You know, when you are on your journey to your destiny, distractions will come out of nowhere. People will come out of nowhere and start pouring cold water on the vision that God has given you. The moment you have decided, I am going to follow after my destiny, I am going to fulfill the purpose for which God put me in this world, that is when the distractions come. That's when the Shimeis of this world will come. And they will not come to encourage you. They will not come to help you move forward. They will come to try and derail you. They will come to try and set you back so that you don't continue on your way to your destination. And the Bible says in the scripture that Shimei was walking opposite David, but on the hillside. David was walking on the road and his men, but then there was this guy, Shimei, you know, uttering all manner of foul words directed at David, trying to get David's attention, trying to get David to get distracted. But David did not get distracted. David told Abishai, leave him alone. That is how you respond to people who bark around you. That is how you respond to people who come into your life and try to distract you and try to tell you cannot make it, try to tell you do not have what it takes. People who come into your life and tell you that you don't have what it takes, that you don't have enough education, that you don't have enough influence, that you don't have enough anointing, that you don't have enough power to do that which God called you. But as you continue on the journey to your destiny, I encourage you to follow David's example. Stay on the road. Don't get sidetracked to the hillsides. Don't get sidetracked to start sideshows along the way. Stay on the road and keep your eyes focused on your destiny. The Bible says we need to focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That unflinching, that steadfast focus on the calling that God put you in this world to accomplish is the most important thing in your life right now. Don't allow anything to come in between your calling. Glory be to God. Don't allow anything to come in between your calling, but daily apply yourself to the calling that God has put in your life, fulfilling your purpose on a daily basis. And after it all, like we find in 2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 14. I think it's verse 14. When David now arrives at his destination, when David arrives at Bahurim, the Bible says there he refreshed himself. When you get to your destiny, there will be refreshment. When you get to your destiny, everything you're going through right now will make sense. When you get to your destiny, you will understand why there were shimeis in your life. You will understand why there were setbacks and distractions on your way, because the enemy did not want you to get to this place of rest. So until next time, this is Innocent Mongik saying goodbye.